This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. China officially kicks off the 2022 Winter Olympic Games with the opening ceremony Friday evening at Beijing's iconic National Stadium, also known as the Bird's Nest, the site of the ceremonies of the 2008 Summer Games. President Xi Jinping will announce the official opening of the Games. Xi will be joined by dignitaries, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, but several countries, including the United States, Britain, and Canada, staging a diplomatic boycott of the Games to protest what they say is the genocide of some of the million of Muslim Uyghurs in China's far western province. Beijing officials have rejected the allegations of human rights abuses. India is the latest to join the boycott. New Delhi's announcement came after China included in an Olympic torch relay ahead of Friday's opening a soldier who was involved in a deadly 2020 border clash with Indian troops. The participation of the soldier was reported by the Chinese media. Top U.S. officials are hopeful that a raid against one of the world's most resilient terror groups blunts its efforts to strike at the United States and Western allies. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the death of the reclusive Islamic State leader Amir Muhammad al-Mali on Thursday, after U.S. Special Forces left his hideout and his body in northwest Syria. Officials said al-Mawli detonated a blast, killing himself and several others, including his wife and children. U.S. officials are also hoping the way in which al-Mawli died will further demoralize the terror group and its force of 8,000 to 16,000 fighters across Syria and Iraq. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. South Korea's daily coronavirus cases hit another all-time high on Friday, with 27,443 cases reported, the third consecutive day of new cases topping 20,000. The country's health ministry spokesman said we cannot predict when the peak will be, noting people will still travel and will be traveling for the Lunar New Year holiday. He added that while cases were surging, the country's medical system remained stable. The spokesman said the government was working to minimize the number of patients facing severe illness and death. He urged people to follow expert advice and act calmly to overcome what he called the current moment of crisis. President Biden launched a new push Thursday to combat gun crime, calling for a ramped-up prosecution of violent offenders and initiating new efforts to track the flow of illegal guns and pursue illegal gun sales. Biden visited New York City and conferred with the city's new mayor, Eric Adams, a former police captain who, in his first month in office, has had to grapple with the killings of two police officers and the shooting of another. The president committed $350 million to cities throughout the country to confront a wave of crime that has risen during the two-year coronavirus pandemic. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, said it will deploy troops to Guinea-Bissau to help stabilize the country following an attempted coup earlier this week. The 15-nation regional bloc made the decision Thursday, but did not give details on how many troops or when they would be deployed. ECOWAS deployed a similar mission to the country in 2012 after a coup to help deter the military from intervening in politics and protect political leaders. Guinea-Bissau's government said late Wednesday that attackers in the failed coup attempt on Tuesday intended to assassinate the president and were part of a well-funded and tightly planned plot. It did not say who was believed to be behind Tuesday's attempt. A government statement said 11 people were killed in the attack, including seven members of the security forces that saved the lives of the president and the prime minister. The statement said one of the attackers and three civilians were also killed. The statement also said authorities were still searching for those responsible for the plot. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.